WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Every major city has a tourist board whose mission is to present their town in the best, purest, and most sparkling light. Dave Attell might well be their worst nightmare.
Come with me and you will see a late night freak show, Jubilee. Kick the Sandman in his sack. Stay up late, Insomniac.
Attell is a stand-up comedian and host of the late-night show Insomniac with Dave Attell on Comedy Central. Every show begins with a snippet of Attell's stand-up act from a comedy club somewhere in North America. Then Attell and his crew wander through the streets until dawn, visiting bars, factories, more bars, 24-hour stores, and various strange and wondrous clubs, private parties, and tourist destinations. Attell's adventures have taken him to a cockfight in Tijuana and a night out with aging strippers in Kansas City. The show is a cross-country nocturnal romp with a very politically incorrect, off-color guide. As it turns out, this is a dream job for Attell, a lifelong insomniac. Here he is in Atlanta visiting a projectionist of the all-night Starlight Drive-In movie theater.
So Paul's changing reels now for Lord of the Rings. Will Frodo get rid of the evil ring? Who knows? It's really up to Paul. While you're out there in your car steaming up those windows, making that fender bounce, Paul's back here making sure you have a movie to watch when you come up for air or, you know, open the condom or unscrew the lube or relight the, you know. It's not a family show, all right?
What I enjoy about the mix that Insomniac has is that it is kind of part travel show where you do see parts of cities you might never ever get to as a traveler. It's also kind of part comedy. And what's really good about it is that there's so many travel shows that are just aimed at the upper crust with this sonorous voice narrator intoning platitudes over these aerial shots of the French Riviera. And right. Your show is such an antidote to that.
Yeah, we try, like, I try and show the exotic side to, like, a town like Kansas City or Charleston, West Virginia, Nashville, like, you know, small towns. Like, I that's where I get the biggest kick out of it, which is, like, going to a real small town, like, showing, you know, just something, I guess, if we can find it, something that, like, not many people know about, you know? But you're right. It's not like the French Riviera or we're going to the Cannes Film Festival or the, you know, romantic islands of Greece or anything like that. It's basically, you know, kind of right off the highway stuff. It's about the whole country and it involves every type of people, which is, you know, whether you're, you know, any ethnicity, any sexual preference, any philosophy is all one as long as you're up late. And sometimes all those elements get together, and it's incredibly boring. And that's what we try and show, too, which is like, you know, it could be a hot fetish club somewhere, and nothing's going on. You know, it's like, here you are, deviant, fetish, you know, crazy, wild stuff, and nothing's happening. And I think that's funny, too, you know?
Well, that is. I think you go to a male club, and they're getting piercings in various very sensitive parts of their anatomy. And it's nothing. It's kind of boring. It's really just a party.
But that was my favorite bit. I'm glad you brought that's in Boise, Idaho at the fetish club. I guess it was, alternative lifestyle club. Those guys were great. Like, they were so much fun and they were like, you know, just hanging out and we were all kind of laughing at the situation. Even the guys getting the piercings, you know, cause I believe the head guy and his partner there, they were like, I can't believe we're doing this. And then they would just start giggling. And I was like laughing at them, taking the pictures. You know, sometimes I feel like, you know, am I ruining the good time? Like this would have been a better time if I wasn't here with my camera and everything like that. But people really get off on it. You know, I guess everybody wants to be on TV now. That's basically it.
Well, I'm thinking in one episode, you do go to a strip club for older strippers. I forget where it is in the country. And one of the women crushes beer cans between her breasts. And this on the surface of it, sounds like a kind of sad, sordid story, but it's not that way at all. It really seems like a party, mostly because you don't make fun of the people you talk to. Do you find yourself holding yourself back?
That strip club was at the in Atlanta called the Claremont, which is like the oldest strip club, I think, in Atlanta. And Holding Back is I guess, I, you know, I'm just glad that these people are hanging out with me. So it's not like I'm really holding back. I hold back in other situations on the show, like with the drunks on the street. We try not to show people who are super drunk. And I don't, like, gun them. I don't, like, really attack them like I would in a stand-up club. See, that's the big difference. Like, when I do my act live, like, if somebody heckles me, I'll attack them. You know, like, it'll be like what you've seen in comedy clubs. But, like, when I do my show, it's really basically I want everyone to feel comfortable. Like, they're all a part of it. You know, they make the show. I appreciate them being on the show. And unless they're outrageously drunk, we're not going to show them on the show, you know?
You know, it's funny that you describe the show as reality TV, and I guess it is in a sense, but there's this explosion.
It's reality-based.
Yeah, there's this explosion of reality TV programming on the wet networks now, and most of it is very different. It's more exploitative, or it's violent, or it's just really horribly pathetic.
There's all these reality shows out there, and a lot of them has to do with people doing you know, crazy outlandish things. And I'm not going to say we've never shown that kind of stuff on our show, but it's really such a basic show. It's really about me. I'm the biggest loser on the show. I have a couple of drinks. I try and see some sights, hook up with someone who's working late. It's so basic, you know. I wish there was a philosophy to it. You know, it's like the Iliad, or a man searching for himself, or, you know, man's inhumanity against Jägermeister, something. I don't know. What do you like about my show, Barbara? What do you like about it?
I like it best when you talk to people who are working at the supermarket, the night shift, late at night, and talk to the meat guy.
Yeah, I like that too. I like it when you get to, like, talk to a guy doing a job that, like, a lot of these jobs, like, I always wondered about, but I've never actually seen done. Like, we were at a steel mill, and I was like, you know, everybody thinks of steel mill like, I don't know, like the first scene of The Deer Hunter, you know, pouring out that molten steel and everything. But there's so much work that goes into it, and it's like such an involved process. And it's really like, you really got to know like a million different like disciplines, like chemistry and metallurgy and all that kind of stuff. I mean, these are like real like blue collar dudes and women, but they like talk like they're scientists. It's amazing.
Well, yeah, and so much on TV is the scripted stuff or the late-night talk shows you have where you pretty much know exactly what's going to happen, and everybody's so smooth and everybody looks good, and that this is such a departure from that.
Yeah, I think that's what people like about the show, which is that they show me when I screw up, and I'm not an actor, and I'm not really a good host. That's the thing about it. It's like I'm not a good host, and I always thought that was holding back the show. Which is like, I'm not really good at introducing things like, and now we're going to go to this place. And have you ever thought about doing blah, blah? Well, let's go. I'm really not good at that. I'm not comfortable like that. But I think once I get in the bit, I feel like, you know, there's like funny stuff to talk about, try and involve as many people, you know, make it like a party. That's what I can do.
What does Dawn feel like?
I love Dawn. I like, just as the sun's coming up, and I hope this doesn't sound too like, you know, commercial or whatever, but like just as the sun's coming up and it's just right before like the traffic hits and like right before the real day begins, I feel like I'm the coolest guy in the world. Like I'm up. I'm the last man standing. Everybody else went to bed. Everybody else wussed out. I made it. You know, it's a new day. You know, who knows what's going to happen? I made it. Now I can go to sleep.
Dave Attell, host of Comedy Central's Insomniac, which airs Sunday nights at 11:30. Attell performs his stand-up act next week at the Punchline in San Francisco. In September, he appears in Pittsburgh, New York, and Boston. This is Fresh Air.